1. What shape is the footwear sign?
Didn't you see the sign when you came into the factory?
Which sign? The square red one with the fire extinguisher?
No, the one about footwear. You can't come in here with sandals on.
Oh, sorry, I didn't see that. I did see a yellow triangular sign as well.
Really? Come here. See the blue circle with the picture of a boot?
Yes, sorry, I missed it when I came in.
2. What kind of company is GSID?
Welcome to GSID headquarters. We've just invested in a new security system, so you'll all need to sign in and get a badge. You might think it's a bit excessive for a company that makes protective clothing for people working in waste management, but we're developing new materials which will make working in waste management much safer. So we don't want any competitors analysing them just yet.
3. Which system does the man want to buy?
I've been looking at different security systems.
I hope you're not thinking of buying one that uses fingerprints.
Why not? That was one option I was looking at.
Because I've read how easy it is for criminals to copy fingerprints from just a photo.
Oh, I didn't know that. Well, there's iris recognition. It reads your eye. That's another option.
Not sure. What about facial recognition instead? Personally, I'd prefer that.
4. Why is the woman meeting a supplier?
I've got a meeting with the supplier and I really need to be prepared. They're being very difficult and although their deliveries are on time, they are compromising on quality. The main thing is they won't follow our specifications properly. If they can't do that, we'll have to think about finding another supplier. It was my decision to use this supplier, so it won't look good for me if they fail.
5. Where must staff leave their mobile phones?
Now, as you know, we've decided to ban the use of personal mobile phones in the factory. I know this isn't a popular decision, but we've decided you can't leave it in your desk drawer or work locker, where you keep your clothes. When you arrive each morning, you need to hand them over to the receptionist who will keep them safe for you while you're here.
6. What do they decide to do about the factory cleaning?
The cleaning company isn't doing a good job in the factory.
Do you want me to find new cleaners? I've got a friend who runs a cleaning company and they're very reasonable. He'd do a really good job.
First, we need to explain what's wrong to the current company and give them a chance to improve.
OK, and then we can review the situation after that.
7. What annoys the team members?
I don't mind people eating at work, if they do it in the staff room.
We don't eat at our desks.
Some people do.
What annoys the team most is this old equipment. The computers might still work, but they're so old now.
You're right. They take so long to load, but it would be expensive to change them.
True, but we should try to get the company to change them.
8. What caused the accident?
We've just had an accident in the factory. Despite having signs everywhere, someone has ignored the ones about keeping the floor tidy.
What happened?
A worker tripped over a spare side guard, which someone left on the floor, and injured themselves.
Perhaps someone dropped the side guard while they were checking the machine.
It's possible, but everyone needs to make sure the floor is kept clear.